हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदन्धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। Let us quickly do little chanting so that we would be with the settled down. Om. Just read from the third Anuvaka, just. Pranan deva anu prananti manushya pashavaschaye prano hi bhuta namayuhu. तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यते सर्वमेवत आयुर्यन्ति ये प्राणं ब्रह्मोपासते प्राणो हि भूतानामायुः तस्मात् सर्वायुषमुच्यत इति तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् प्राणमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा मनोमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य यजुरेव शिरः ऋग्दक्षिणः पक्षः सामोत्तरः पक्षः आदेश आत्मा अथर्वाङ्गिरसः पुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा। तदप्येष श्लोको भवति यतो वाचो निवर्तन्ते अप्राप्य मनसा सह आनन्दम् ब्रह्मणो विद्वान् न बिभेति कदाचनेति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वा एतस्मान्मनोमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मा विज्ञानमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य शद्धैव शिरः ऋतम् दक्षिणः पक्षः सत्यमुत्तरः पक्षः योग आत्मा महःपुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा। तदप्येष श्लोको भवति विज्ञानम् यज्ञम् तनुते कर्माणि तनुतेऽपि च विज्ञानम् देवा सर्वे ब्रह्मज्येष्ठमुपासते विज्ञानम् ब्रह्म चेद्वेद तस्माच्चेन्न प्रमाद्यति शरीरे पाप्मनो हित्वा सर्वान् कामान् समश्नुत इति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् विज्ञानमयात् अन्योन्तर आत्मानन्दमयः तेनैष पूर्णः स वा एष पुरुषविध एव तस्य पुरुषविधताम् अन्वयम् पुरुषविधः तस्य प्रियमेव शिरः मोदो दक्षिणः पक्षः प्रमोद उत्तरः पक्षः ஆனந்த ஆத்மா பிரம்ம புச்சம் பிரதிஷ்டா ததப்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி. We have to begin the sixth anuvaka. Shashtaha anuvaka has to be started today. In all pancha anuvaka, in the preceding five sections, we have seen Upanishad presenting pancha kosha vichara. In fact, Upanishad presents the mantras, the help of the upadesha paddhati, we have to also analyze. By presenting these mantras, actually Upanishad expects us to remain at each level of experience and analyze. You know, Pujya Swamiji used to say this beautifully, that the whole vichara is like the journey. This is inner journey. Why it is inner? Even though Atma Vastu has no inside and outside. Atma is the subtlest, being the subtlest is Sarvagatam, all pervasive, Sarvavyapakam. Being all pervasive, it is timeless also. Being timeless and all pervasive, it is changeless, motionless, indivisible, undivided, partless. And this vastu is the only adhishtanam for everything that is here. When you say only adhishtanam, this is only vastu which is there. There is no second parallel thing. There is nothing second other than this also. That's why ekam advitiyam advayam vastu brahma. And this vastu brahma vastu, being all pervasive, cannot be anywhere. It must be inside and outside of everything. Therefore, it must be available for recognition also as one's own sarupam. That is why it cannot be, there cannot be anything else other than this Brahma, which is the innermost essence, which must be the content of aham. Aham shabda, aham shabdasya artha nakinchit syat. Nothing else can be the meaning of the word aham. The substance of a substantive I cannot be anything other than this Brahma Vastu. This is what we have to arrive at. In fact, aham asmi jnanam is there. Brahma asti iti jnanam also is there. Brahma asti iti jnanam asti. There is knowledge that Brahman exists. Because when you study Upanishad study itself, Upanishad itself is Brahma Vidya. It is not for people who do not have Shraddha in the Shastra. Shraddha in the Shastra, when one Upanishad Adhyayanam itself begins, in the study itself begins with the understanding that there is Brahma, and Upanishad itself means Brahma Vidya. Therefore, only for discovering Brahman, adding Upramanam, using this Shastra Pramanam, heading this Shastra. Therefore, that Brahma asti iti jnanam is there, aham asmi iti jnanam is there, but what is missing? Aham Brahma asmi, that jnanam alone is missing. Isn't it? Nobody can. There is Brahman, we do not know what the Brahman is, how that Brahman is, we do not know. I know I am. I know the Brahman is. Isn't it? But aham, that Brahma, ahamasmi, I do not know. That is why the whole present, the journey like a journey, this vichara is presented. And here how beautifully, why it's a journey, at every level of experience, we have to be very slow, we have to wait and thoroughly analyze and then move, go ahead. It is like doing a long journey, we have to stop, have stops over. In different locations, you know, as in service stations, wait, relax, rest, and then freshen up, be energetic and continue a journey. The same way, here also, in this antara pravasa, in this in the inner journey, we stop at every level, thoroughly analyze and go ahead. So when before we leave, with what confirmation we leave? No. Before we leave means what? Physically, cognitively, we leave at every level of experience. Annamaya, Atma initially. After analysis, Annamaya is Koshaha. Koshaha means what? Nama Rupa Karma. It is non-substantial form, name and function. Why? First reason itself is it is object of knowledge. Yadrishyam tad jadam. Yad jadam tad nasti. That is as though. Is it? So this is understanding we already have. Then again, of course, we understand what is it made of, etc. So annamaya. So it is very clear. You resolve the whole annamaya kosha, shosha into annam. Annam Brahma Virat. Annam Brahma itself is Virat, should be resolved in Samashti Prana Sutra Atma Hiranyagarbha. Again, in the next level also we analyze. Even Pranamaya also has to be, even though subtle, still it is understood. Pranamaya being not the Atma but Kosha. And as Kosha, and resolving it in Samashti Sutra Atma, Samashti Prana Sutra Atma Hiranyagarbha, then we move on to next level. At every level we move on in our analysis, the journey of analysis, we only negate everything as what? Non-substantial Namarupa Karma. As Mithya Koshaha. Isn't it? Then finally we come to Anandamaya. So we move from Vijnanamaya to Manomaya to Vijnanamaya to Anandamaya. It is the Anandamaya where even though the whole teaching is presented as the bird imagery having this form, still all the five factors of the bird imagery here are not taken to be anatma here. Anandamaya Kosha alone we see this modaha, priyam, modaha, pramodaha alone understood to be anatma. Because why anatma? Their own has kosha status because experiential sukham, not sarupa sukham. Experiential sukham is that which is dependent on different condition, etc. We saw how the predominance of guna is important. Predominance of sattva guna presupposes actually living a clean life of dharma. And the living clean of dharma, the dependence is there for such experience. That is only manifestation of one's own sarupa. Finally, we understand. And the later part, there itself, At Brahman is presented as the adhishtanam of the jiva-swarupam, as jiva-swarupatvena brahmayavasti. It is the absolute reality. Brahman is there as the swarupam of every individual jiva there. Therefore, Brahman itself is presented as the Puchyam Pratishtha. This with the Atma and that Brahman obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual being, as Atma is ever of the nature of Anandaha. That is Swarupam. Anandaha is Swarupam. And we understand very beautifully, you heard me in Mandukya class also, what is Swarupam is very beautifully defined. Swarupam is that which does not come and go, does not undergo any change. That which is intrinsic, unchangeable, is the Swarupam. And Anandaha is nothing but infinitude, limitlessness, fullness, which is Swarupam of Brahma. That is why Brahma's Swarupam is the Atma Swarupam. Atma and Brahma are one and the same. We understand there Atmana Viveka we have there also we distinguishing the Swarupa Anandaha from Vishaya Anandaha, which is mistaken to be Vishaya Anandaha, which is also actually experiential sukham, which is dependent on the conditions, etc. That is Mithya and then it is also like a kosha. But there, why? Atma and Brahman are presented in the very same fifth level, because Swami used to say, Karyeva Karnam Anveshtavyam. The source of existence has to be searched for in the very place where you lost it, lose it, isn't it? It can't be found out elsewhere. If you want to know where the clay is, you have to search for the clay only in the pot. In the same way here, we see in this Koshanandaha, otherwise Vishyanandaha alone, we can discover the Swarupa Anandaha as its very Swarupa. That's why it is presented there itself. And we understood that also. Finally, what became clear is this Brahma Swarupam is Anandaha. Brahma Swarupa Anandaha eva Atma Swarupa Anandaha. Isn't it? One's own Swarupam is Anandaha. So being full, being limitless is being happy, and therefore limitlessness is fullness and fullness is happiness, which is not something we attain, which is also, that's the very nature, Swarupam, Atma Swarupam. In discovering one Swarupam being consciousness, one's own Swarupam being abstractness, subtleness in terms of its nature of consciousness, and we understand as consciousness, fullness is the very Swarupam. So claiming, taking ownership of that consciousness as one Swarupam, Atma, which is Brahma, is the aim of presenting this Antra Pravasa, presenting this inner journey like a journey. Okay, we have seen this much. I want to say very briefly, that's all, nothing much. And now we have to enter into the sixth Anuvakaha. And we at every end of every Anuvaka, we also had the Rig Mantraha. Rig Mantraha regarding the previously discussed Koshaha. Isn't it? Koshaha. And here also, we have Rig Mantraha, but here it is not about the kosha here. It's about the Puchyam Brahma. Puchyam Brahma means Brahman, which is presented as the tail of the Anandamaya Kosha. Which is tail means what? Which is not the part, but which is the very Adhishtanam. Very Adhishtanam, what is abstract and support of the source of Anandaha. Brahman Atma being one and the same, it is about both Atma, which is Brahma. What is that sixth Anuvaka going to say here? We understand this absolute reality, ultimate truth, through this analysis, which is arrived at as one's own Swarupam, is the most abstract, subtlest. Being the subtlest, it is not available for any pramanam, not available for recognition through any of the means of knowledge. So, of course, not being perceptible through any pramanam, it's also inconceivable. Achintya vastu, aprameya vastu, aprameya vastu, achintya vastu. Is it? It's not conceivable also. Therefore, what? It is indescribable also. It can be described also. Therefore, it is not available for any pramanam. Therefore, it is possible for anyone to mistake the reality to be non-existent. So there, the possibility of the doubt is whether such reality exists or not. Doubt is possible. If a person denies the existence of Brahman, then that person denies the existence of one's own self. Not only that, denying the existence of Brahman will not help a person understand Brahman. The person will not know the value of the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, he cannot make any effort to know the truth, Brahman. In the person's buddhi, if it doesn't exist, there's no need for him to make efforts to discover what is not non-existent. There's no effort to discover the truth means the person does not have purushartha. There's no purushartha. Moksha will not be the purushartha for him. Then dharma also will not be purushartha for him. Dharma becomes a purushartha only if a person knows the value of jnanam. Only person knows the connection between jnanam and moksha. Sambandha. Sadhana, sadhya, sambandha, the person should understand. Jnanam is this, even though jnanam and moksha are identical, still jnanam is the sadhanam for moksha. Because we want jnanam, not for the sake of jnanam, for the sake of moksha. That is why moksha is this purushartha, sadhya. Jnanam is the sadhanam. And jnanam and sadhanam and sadhyam are identical here. So a person can understand the value of jnanam, only purushartha is very clear. The person does not know the value of jnanam, he will not know the importance, the necessity of living a life of dharma, because there is no way of understanding the value of dharma. It is the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam will enable a person to understand the importance of living a life of dharma. If a person does not understand and will not know the value of dharma, and there is no possibility of living a life of dharma also. Because purushartha nischaya won't be there. Dharma and moksha will not be purusharthas means, then naturally, arthakamas alone will be purusharthas. If arthakamas alone will be purusharthas, there's no way of managing one's thoughts. Because one will be helplessly, ajnanam being very strong, ankara being very strong, then impelled by one's own emotions, one's behavior, one's lifestyle, one's actions, everything will be completely governed by one's desires. One's own ragadveshas. See, the person's life will be a ragadvesha-driven life. It will not be a life determined by one's knowledge of right and wrong. Imagine if ragadvesha-driven life means the life will be chaotic. The whole life will become a meaningless, purposeless failure. Even if a person is relatively successful in life, still his life is not a meaningful life. Doesn't have any purpose. Now imagine then what will happen. How, you know, and we know, you have to remember Bhagavad Gita verses. Isn't it? Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangaste shupa jayate sangasan jayate kamaha kamat krodho bhijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti vibhramaha smriti bhramshat buddhinashaha buddhinashat pranashyati. Oh my God, the pranasha. I'm just quickly, I just want to remind you because we just recently finished this verses. So this will be the consequence if we do not pay attention to our mind. And pay attention to the mind means be living one's life consciously of dharma. That is how you understand the order at the relative level. Okay. Therefore, here the anuvaka, sixth anuvaka begins here. Let us read the mantra first and we'll see the meanings in the bhashyam. Asanneva sa bhavati. Asanneva sa bhavati. Asad brahmeti veda chet. Asti brahmeti ched veda. Asanneva sa bhavati. Asad brahmeti veda chet. Asti brahmeti ched veda. சந்தமேனம் ததோ விதுரிதி சந்தமேனம் ததோ விதுரிதி தஸ்யைஷ ஏவ சரீர ஆத்மா தஸ்யைஷ ஏவ சரீர ஆத்மா யஃ பூர்வஸ்ய அதாதோனு ப்ரஶ்னாஹ அதாதோனு ப்ரஶ்னாஹ உத வித்வானமுல்லோகம் ப்ரேத்ய கஷ்சன கச்சதி ஆஹோ வித்வானமுல்லோகம் ப்ரேத்ய கஷ்சித் சமஷ்ணுதாவு சோகாமயத சோகாமயத பஹுஸ்யாம் ப்ரஜாயேயேதி பஹுஸ்யாம் ப்ரஜாயேயேதி சதபோதப்யத சதபஸ்தப்த்வா தேவானுப்ராவிஷத் தேவானுப்ராவிஷத் ததனுப்ரவிஷ்ய சச்சத்யச்சாபவத் ததனுப்ரவிஷ்ய சச்சத்யச்சாபவத் நிருக்தஞ்ச நிலயனஞ்ச விஞ்ஞானஞ்ச சத்யஞ்சாந்த்ருதஞ்ச சத்யமபவத் விஞ்ஞானஞ்ச சத்யஞ்சாந்த்ருதஞ்ச சத்யமபவத் யதிதம் கிஞ்ச யதிதம் கிஞ்ச தத் சத்யமித் தத்சத்யமித்யாசக்ஷதே ததப்யேஷ ஸ்லோகோ பவதி ஓகே ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லெட்ஸ் சீ அசன்னேவ ச பவதி அசத் ப்ரஹ்மேதி வேத சேத் அஸ்தி ப்ரஹ்மேதி சேத் வேத சந்தமேனம் ததோ விதுரிதி தஸ்யைஷ ஏவ சரீர ஆத்மா யஃ பூர்வஸ்ய அசத் பிரம்ம இதி வேத சேத் சேத் யூ ஆல் நோ இட்ஸ் இன்டிக்ளைனபிள் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் மீனிங் இஃப் யதி யதி பிரம்ம அசத் இதி வேத சோ யதி இஃப் ஹூ Veda means knows, if a person knows Brahman to be non-existent. Brahma asat means Brahma nasti iti who? Kaschit. We don't know whoever some person. So kaschit is implied. Yadi kaschit Brahma nasti iti Veda, asat iti Veda, saha asan neva bhavati. He himself, the person who denies the existence of Brahman, becomes himself non-existent. Why? Brahman is the Atma. Brahman is very Swarupam. Very content of I. It's like saying, I'm not here. If anybody says, I'm not here, you know that person must be a mad person. So here, he must be mad. The Asad Veda, Brahma Asat. Asat Brahma is Asat. Because Sandhi, it becomes Asat, the Jastva, Dakar, otherwise Asat. Sat, Asat. Brahma Asad Iti Veda Chet. What should be the meaning here? Yadi Kaschit Brahma Nasti Iti Vadati. Brahma Asad Asat Iti Veda Tarihi Saha Asaneva Bhavati. Saha Asat Yeva Bhavati. Yadi Brahma Asat Tarihi Swayam Asat Bhavati. Asat Bhavati. So Asan, again Sandhi. Asat Yeva Asaneva. The person himself becomes Asat. Non-existent. Asti Brahma Chedveda. The person thinks Brahma Asti. With he thinks Brahma Asti. Brahma Asti Iti Veda Kaschit. Then, wise people consider him to be Sun, Sat Purushaha. Tam Enam, Santam. Sorry. Enam Santam Iti Viduhu Tataha. Tataha san, Enam Santam Viduhu. Wise people consider him to be existent. Santam. See, Sat, if you decline the word Sat, objective case will be what? Santam. Sat Purushaha, you can say San. San Asti or Shatrunda Shabda Asti, San. San, Santam, Sata, Sate, like that. It becomes declined like that. So Santam. Yenam Santam Viduhu. So what is said here? The person who knows the Brahman is existent, he is himself an existent person. The person who denies the existence of Brahman is non-existent himself. He himself becomes non-existent. Tasya yeshaha eva sharira atma. Asanneva bhavati. Having said that, boy continues here. Yeshaha eva atma. Yeshaha eva atma. So please make a note. Yeshaha here means the anandamayaha. This anandamayaha eva is the atma. Yaha shariraha, which is in the this anandamayaha. Eshaha here means this anandamayaha, which just now which we analyzed. This anandamaya atma alone, the anandamaya alone becomes the atma for the preceding vijnanamayaha. Yes, yaha shariraha tasya purvasya. The preceding kosha is vijnanamayaha. Vijnanamaya is now the kosha, and anandamaya is the atma. And what is the atma of anandamaya? Brahma. So, Brahman, it is this absolute reality. Brahman itself is arrived at as the innermost essence beyond which one cannot go any further. One has to stop the journey. The journey has to end there. Therefore, it is the atma. This much is the little meaning of the mantra. Asaneva sabhavati asad brahmeti veda chet asti brahmeti ched veda santamenam tato viduriti tasyesha eva sharira atma yav purvasya. So here we say only the koshanandaha, or Vishayanandaha, this experiential sukham presented as Priyam, Modaha, Pramodaha, that forms the Atma of the Vijnanamaya. And of that three, what is the Atma of Anandamaya Kosha? Anandamaya Kosha, Atma Anandamaya Kosha is Atma, which is Brahma. Brahmaiva Atma. This is the only truth of Anandamaya, only truth of the all five koshas. In fact, but the only truth of the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex. That is why Brahma. There cannot be a better word than Brahma to mean the reality. Okay. We'll go to the Bhashyam here. Asanneva. If you break it, asat samaha eva. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, asanneva saha bhavati. For that he says, asanneva means asat samaha eva. That person is non-existent only. Who? Yatha. Asan purushartha sambandhya evam sahabhavati. Very important. See, the word asat means one is non-existent. The sat, we know the word sat means existence noun. Small break, isn't it? Okay. Sat literally means noun existence. As we see in Bhagavad Gita, verse 6, Nasato Vidyate Bhava Sataha, that the word Sat means pure existence. Sat Chit, that Sat means existence. But here Sat means what? Existent also. Anything existent also is Sat. Existent is meant by the word Sat. Existence is also meant by the word Sat. So here existent. Asat Bhavati. Asan eva bhavati yaha brahma asaditi vadati. The person for whom Brahman is non-existent, he is himself non-existent. He becomes himself non-existent. Okay. So here, one more thing, asat also means satpurushaha, we say, the person of dharma, righteousness. The ethical person, righteous person, who is conscious of dharma, who lives strictly a life of dharma, is satpurushaha. And asatpurushaha means what? The person who is non-righteous, unethical, immoral, is asatpurushaha. That is why here, next is yatha asat apurushartha sambandhya evam sahabhavati. Sambandhya evam sahabhavati. It means the person who denies the existence of Brahman cannot have purushartha nischayaha. There's no purushartha. Brahma jnanam must become the ultimate purushartha, ultimate goal of a human life. The person cannot have Brahma jnanam as the goal of life because he cannot see Brahma jnanam being identical with moksha also. Therefore, the person cannot know the value of dharma. And artha kamas will become the purusharthas. Then it is not possible for him to know the value of dharma, to be able to live a life of dharma also. Then that person will be who? He is a asat purushaha eva. That is why Shankaracharya says, next to many he says, it is not only the question of whether he wants to discover Brahman or not, that my God, unless purushartha nischaya is there, unless commitment to the pursuit of jnanam is there, there's no way of knowing the value of dharma. There's no way of making possible efforts to live a life of dharma. It is very easy to fall down, isn't it? Therefore, he says, Shankar, very first word he says, अपुरुषार्थ संबंध एवं एवं सहम भव सह भवती द पर्सन बिकम्स अनकनेक्टेड ऑल्सो टू द पुरुषार्थ अपुरुषार्थ एवं अपुरुषार्थ संबंधी भवति संबंधी संबंधः यस्य अस्ति सः संबंधः संबंधी संबंधः यस्य अस्ति सः संबंधी अपुरुषार्थ संबंधी एवं भवति मींस इन दिस इज हाउ इफ अ पर्सन डिनाइज एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ ब्रह्मन एंड विदाउट हैविंग एनी कनेक्ट ही बिकम्स द वन हु हैज नो कनेक्शन विद द पुरुषार्थ कनेक्ट पुरुषार्थ मीन्स वॉट ही डज नॉट हैव पुरुषार्थ निश्चय ही कैनॉट हैव पुरुषार्थ निश्चय पुरुषार्थेन संबंधः न सिद्ध्यति इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल फॉर हिम टू हैव कनेक्शन विद द पुरुषार्थ नो नो पुरुषार्थ फॉर हिम सो अपुरुषार्थ संबंधी भवति एवं इन दिस मैनर The person becomes the one who is connected with the unconnected with the purushartha means it will won't be purushartha for him anymore. Okay, apurushartha sambandhi. Kaha so who is this person who does not have sambandha with purushartha, for whom purushartha is not there? There's no proper ultimate goal in life for him, for such a person. Yaha asat, asat brahma iti veda. Asat means what? Avidyamanam brahma iti veda. Asat is equal to avidyamanam. Sat means vidyamanam, asat means avidyamanam. The person who considers brahman to be non-existent, yaha asat अविद्यमानं ब्रह्म इति वेद वेद मीन्स् वाट् विजानाति सो चेत् मीन्स् वाट् यदि यदि कश्चित् पुरुषः ब्रह्मन् अविद्यमानं ब्रह्म विजानाति सः अपुरुषार्थसम्बन्धी भवति हि बिकम्स् नो He has no purushartha for him. The whoever denies the existence of Brahman. Don't think I am repeating. Shankaracharya repeats this. Tad vipariyayena. Tad vipariyayena. So vipariyaha. So contrary to this, vipariyayaha, contrary to this understanding yet sarva vikalpaspadam sarva pravrutti bijam sarva vishesha pratyayah pratyastamitam api asti tad brahma iti vedachet when he says when it on contrary if there's a person who understands clearly there is brahma And Kidrasham Brahma Asti, the beautiful he gives here. Sarva Vikalpaspadam. What is Brahma? Sarva Vikalpaspadam Brahma. Punaha Kidrasham Brahma. Sarva Pravritti Bijam Brahma. Adjective number two. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamitam. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamitam Brahma. Api Asti Tad Brahma. Sarva Visesha Pratyastamitam Api Brahmaiva. Not only Sarva Vikalpaspadam, not only Sarva Pravrutti Bijam, Sarva Visesha Pratyastamitam Api Tad Brahmaiva. Tad Brahmaiva Asti Iti Veda Chet. If a person, when they read Sanskritam, it must sound like English, isn't it? Simple kindergarten language, although profound vision is presented here. So, Tadviparyayena, contrary to this understanding of the other person, tadviparyayena, if a person has his understanding that Brahma asti, Brahma asti, katam asti, even though Brahma is absolute reality, because of its abstractness, because of its sukshma tamatvam, because of its aprameyatvam, imperceptibility, because of its achintyatvam, inconceivability, is it? Being inconceivable, being imperceptible, being indescribable, because being the subtlest, even though absolute reality is not available at all for recognition, for any pramanam, still, if a person has the understanding there is Brahma, asti, why? The understanding of this Brahman is what now? Only from the Shastra, words of the Shastram, it is possible, it can be understood that Brahman is asti. Katam kidasham Brahma asti sarva vikalpa aspadam. Sarva vikalpa aspadam means a seat, an abode, a source of existence is aspadam. Sarva vikalpa aspadam. So aspadam is the only unchanging, unchangeable adhishthanam for all the vikalpas, for all the modifications, for all the changes, for all the divisions, for all the differences. Vikalpa means division, difference also. So the partless, changeless reality Brahman is the adhishthanam for all the changes, for all the divisions, for all the differences. Mithya divisions, mithya differences, mithya parts, mithya changes happen in satya adhishthanam Brahma. Well, what is Brahman now? Sarva vikalpa aspadam. See, nirvikalpam Brahma is the sarva vikalpa aspadam. Brahman is what? Partless, changeless, unchangeable. But still, nirvikalpam Brahma is the sarva vikalpa aspadam, asti. Not only that, sarva pravritti bijam. Sarva pravritti bijam. So, pravritti here means, we can say activity. Here also, functions also. Pravritti, pravritti is a stealing a shabda, which means activity, which also means function. So here we have to say, even the source of origination, sarva pravritti bijam, Brahman is the only source. We don't, the seed here. The seed means what? The only source of origination, creation of the entirety of the cosmos. Sarva, sarvasyapi jagataha pravritti bijam, sarva pravritti bijam. Brahman is the only source of origination, only source of creation. Sarva pravritti bijam. So sarva pravritti means what here? All vyashti bhutani samashti prapanchaha. Everything. So we samashti and vyashti can be reduced to two words as what? Aham, idam. Aham and idam. The entirety of the objective universe can be reduced to one word, idam, this. Which comes under the category of the known. And what else is there? The knower of the Jagat. The Jagat has a status of being the known because there is the knower of the Jagat, which is distinct from the Jagat, but which is not distant from the Jagat. That knower is what can be reduced to one word, I. How many knowers are there? Every individual, in every individual jiva, there is a knower. All, there's not many knowers. Body, mind, sense, complex, upadis are countless. The knowers are not countless. The only knower obtaining in all these body, mind, sense, complexes as jiva is what? Aham. Isn't it? So all the knowers, the know, that which obtains as the knower in all the body, mind, sense, complexes can be reduced to one word, aham. The knower can, knower is aham. The known is idam. The knower and known, the whole prapancha, entirety, can be reduced to two, aham and idam. That, so sarva pravritti bija means, the source, the origination of aham also is Brahma. Idam also is Brahma. Which means, aham and idam, empirically, relatively different. Essentially one. Already in the one word it tells us what? Aikyam. Sarva pravritti bijam is the only source of origination of aham and idam, the entirety of the cosmos. Sarva pravritti bijam, not only that, sarva visesha pratyastamitam, sarva visesha pratyastamitam. Pratyastamitam means resolution. Everything goes and settles down, isn't it? So, sarvesham viseshanam pratyastamitam api brahmaiva. It is this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is the only source of resolution. Where aham api resolves, idam api resolves. Where duality resolves, where plurality resolves, where multiplicity resolves. Everything resolves, remains, resolves, everything remains unmanifested, undifferentiated as the inseparable Maya Shakti. That's why we say what? Sarva visesha pratyastamitam api. Asti. Kim asti? Tad brahmaiva asti. Sarvesham vikalpanam aspadam brahma. Sarvasam pravrittinam bijam brahma. Sarvesham viseshanam pratyastamitam api brahmaiva. Brahman is the only source of existence of all the divisions, differences and Brahma is the only changes. Brahma is the only source of origination of everything. The only source of resolution of everything. That's why in the very beginning what remember Adishankar Bhagavatpada's Dhyana Shloka. Yasma jatan jagat sarvam yasmin neva paliyate. That is the meaning here. Yasma jatam jagat sarvam. Yasma jatan jagat sarvam means what? He said, sarva pravritti bijam. Yasmin neva praliyate sarva visesha pratyastamitam. Okay, that word, remember those two words here. So, sarva pravritti bijam sarva visesha pratyastamitam api tad brahma asti iti vedachet. See, even though a person does not know what Brahman is, seeing the whole cosmos itself, it is assumable. There must be something from where the universe must have come. There must be something where it is existent. Something which where it resolves. The assumption at least must be there. Already a thinker must have this much understanding. Even if he doesn't know also. At least Shastram says Brahma Asti. that Brahma, you do not know. You do not know that you do not know. So you have to know that Brahma. In knowing that Brahman, your moksha is there. Shastan says, that's why it's pramanatvena. As pramanyatvena. Having the status of being a pramanam means a knowledge. Purushad is available here. Therefore, at least a person who knows definitely Brahma asti iti. Even though he does not know what that Brahman is, Brahma asti iti jnanati. If a person, of course, does not know natural, there's ignorance is naturally there. Asti iti, if he knows, there's a possibility of making efforts to know. He already decides, concludes Brahma nasti and does not want to take the shastram as the pramanam. Then what happens? Who can guide him? His own buddhi is the guide. Finished. Andama, you see, andhe niyamanaha yatha andaha. And he'll be like led by the blind. Therefore, it is said, this Brahma, see, every time you say each of these Shankara Bhagavatpada's comment words, it is like saying, you know, it's like doing Sahasram Paranam. It's like glory, being with Bhagavan, understanding this truth also. In a way, differently. It all becomes Upasanam. Even reading the word is Upasanam, but you understand it's Nididhyasanam. It's possible. So here he says, Sarva Pravritti Bijam, Sarva Visesha Pratyastamitam, Api Tad Brahma Asti Iti Vedachet. Then, he definitely, that person is considered to be the existent person. Satam Santam, you're going to see it later on. Now, next we'll go to the next part of the Bhashyam. Kutaha Punaha Ashanka Tannastitve Punaha, again. Then, Kutaha Ashanka Tannastitve. Why then there is a doubt about its existence? If there is understanding that Brahman is what now? Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. That's what is here. Brahman is the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Brahman is the only source of origination, existence and sustenance of everything. Existence and resolution of everything. How is it possible for one to have the doubt then? That Brahman is non-existent. So, Vyavahara Atitattvam Brahmanaha Iti Brumaha. Sangacharya says, why then? How is it possible for one to make a conclusion Brahman doesn't exist? Okay? Why? How is it possible for one to blindly say that Brahman doesn't exist? He says, Sarva Vyavahara Atitattvam Brahmanaha. That is the cause, reason. Brahman has the status of being not available for any transaction. Sarva Vyavahara Atitattvam. Brahman enjoys the status of being beyond all transactions. Transaction of perception, transaction of description, transaction of conception, isn't it? So, Sarva Vyavahara Atitattvam Asti Brahmanaha. Iti Brumaha. Already we are saying this is the Brahman is not available for any transaction. Vyavahara Vishayehi Vacharambana Matre Astitva Bhavita Buddhihi. Okay. Vyavahara Vishayehi Vacharambana Matre Astitva Bhavita Buddhihi. Tadviparite Vyavahara Atite Nasittum Api Pratipadyate. See, anything is available for experience, enjoyment, perception, transaction, and also description. His Vacharambana Matre व्यवहार विषये वाचारम्भण मात्रे अस्तित्व बुद्धि इफ ओके सो पीपल हैव दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट इज अंडरस्टैंडिंग दे हैव दैट दे आर ऑफ नेचर ऑफ ओनली हैंडलिंग डीलिंग विद थिंग्स which are available for transaction in this world of, in this objectively real, empirically real world. What are those words then? Oh, people are of this, people are of this understanding that they can only deal with the world of objects which are what are they here? They are nothing but vacharambana. Vacharambana matre astitvam. Vacharambana matre astitvam means all these objects that are experienced in the world are non-substantial forms, names and functions. So generally people have understanding because they're able to deal with only things which are available for transaction in this empirically real world, objectively real world. They do not know that it's objectively real, which they can take, which this world, they take it as very real. And what are they? All the objects are, Shankara Bhagavad is very, okay, very, saying very, very strong words, he uses, all these objects are what objects? All the objects are nothing but vacharambhana matre. Vacharambhana matre asti. They're only, in all the objects are nothing but just names. Any object is a non-substantial name denoting a non-substantial form associated with the non-substantial function. Vacharambana matre. Only then, astitva bhavita buddhihi. Only such art for them, astitva bhavita buddhihi. Asti iti buddhi. Astitva bhavita buddhihi means, the bhavita means, people are of this orientation in their my buddhi, in their minds, that only which are available for perception, experience, enjoyment, transaction alone for them existent. That's what he says. Jananam astitva bhavita buddhi asti. Kesha vishe vacharambana matre. Only regarding the things which are objects which are non-substantial forms, names and functions. And the vyavahara vishe api. They're also available for transaction. Available for transaction means available for perception, enjoyment, experience. That's the meaning. So, anything which is not available for perception, not available for experience, not available for enjoyment, not available for recognition, not available for transaction, then not available for at least conception, they will decide what? They'll make a very strong decision that doesn't exist. This is what you say, vacharambana matre. व्यवहार विषये एव अस्तित्व भाविता बुद्धिः अस्ति जनानां. सो पीपल डू हैव दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग बिकॉज ऑफ देयर ओरिएंटेशन ओनली ट्रांसैक्टेबल ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर एग्जिस्टेंट. Tadviparite, on the contrary, vyavahara atite நாஸ்தித்வமபி பிரதிபத்யதே. வியவஹார அதீதே, விவஹார அதீதே மீன்ஸ் எனிதிங் விச் இஸ் பியாண்ட் டிரான்சாக்ஷன். பியாண்ட் டிரான்சாக்ஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எனிதிங் விச் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க் ஃப்ரம் டிரான்சாக்ஷன், விச் இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் டிரான்சாக்ஷன் ஆர் பர்செப்ஷன், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் எக்ஸெட்ரா. விவஹார அதீதே நாஸ்தித்வம் அபி பிரதிபத்யதே. நாஸ்தித்வம் பிரதிபத்யதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நாஸ்தி இடி தே ஹாவ் தர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். பிரதிபத்யதே, தேர்ஸ் அ கன்க்ளூஷன் மேட் ஆன் தி பார்ட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள் in terms of non-existence of things which are not available for transaction. Vyavahara atite nastitvam api pratipadyate. Vyavahare sati asti iti buddhihi. Vyavahara atite nasti iti buddhihi. This is the orientation. Nasti iti bhavana, nasti iti பாவிதா புத்தி. யதா கடாதிஹி, சி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வெரி 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 ஸ்லோ அண்ட் ஸ்டெடி தரோ ஸ்டடி ஹியர். சோ ஃபார் சம் பீப்புள் அட்லீஸ்ட் சீயிங், அட்லீஸ்ட் ஈவன் டு நாட் நோ பிரம்ம, அட்லீஸ்ட் சீயிங் திஸ் ஜகத் தே திங்க், பிகாஸ் வி ஆர் லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், வி ஆர் பார்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட், எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் தி வேர்ல்ட், enjoying this world. This world must have some source. Where has it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? So there must be something. That must be Brahma. So they assume at least based on the experience and life one has in this world, at least one can assume the existence of Brahman. And Shastra supports it. Shastram strengthens that assumption and then helps them to understand. But still, in spite of that also, because Brahman is not available for any pramanam, they make a conclusion. It is possible for them to make the conclusion that Brahman doesn't exist. Because of their orientation, they can only handle, deal with things which are available for perception, experience. Okay. Now he says, Vyavahara atite nastitvam api pratipadyate. Yatha ghatadihi vyavahara vishayataya upapannaha san tadviparitaha asan iti prasiddham. Ghatadi vyavahara விஷயத்தைய உபபன்னஹாசன், லைக் எனி சச் ஹவ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் லைக் பாட் எக்ஸெட்ரா பீங் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் அண்ட் டிரான்சாக்ஷன். விவகார விஷயத்தைய உபபன்னஹா பீங் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் டிரான்சாக்ஷன், இட் இஸ் டேக்கன் டு பி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். தத் விபரீதா அசன்னிதி பிரசித்தம். ஸோ இட் இஸ் வெரி, you know, it is well known in the world that anything which is not available for experience is mistaken to be non-existent. Tadviparitaha asanniti prasiddham. Evam sati samanyat iha api syat nastitvam prati ashanka syat. Evam in this manner samanyat iha api சியாத் பிரம்மணஹ நாஸ்தித்வம் பிரதி ஆசங்கா. இட்ஸ் நேச்சுரல் ஃபார் ஒன் டு ஹேவ் த டவுட் ரிகார்டிங் பிரம்மன் ஆல்சோ, தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். திஸ் இஸ் த ரீசன், த ரீசன் ஹஸ் பீன் கிவன் வாய் பீப்புள் மேக் சம் கன்க்ளூஷன் பிரம்மன் டஸ் நாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். This is the same problem. Whoever denies the existence of Bhagavan as Nastika Vadinaha. See, Nastikaha, not only, of course, people who do not accept the Shastram as the Pramanam, they are Nastikaha. இவன் கர்மகாண்ட நிரீஸ்வரவாதினாக ஆல்சோ வி ஹாவ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஹவ் பர்ஃபார்ம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் தே திங்க் தே பிலீவ் இன் தி ஆர்டர் தே பிலீவ் சம் சயின்ஸ் ஓகே பட் தே டோன்ட் அக்செப்ட் ஈஸ்வரா நவ் பீப்புள் டு நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்ட் டு அக்செப்ட் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத் ஆர் ரியாலிட்டி இட் செல்ஃப் ஓகே the nastika like the, here they do not even say that there is brahma asti tasmad uchyate therefore it is said asti brahmeti chedveda that is why it is very clearly said only the person who says brahman is one who has this understanding then he alone is existent கிம் புனா சாத் தது அஸ்தி இது விஜானதா ஓகே இஃப் அ பர்சன் திங்ஸ் பிரம்மன் அஸ்தி பிரம்ம எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இஃப் அ பர்சன் அட்லீஸ்ட் ஹேஸ் தி ஸ்ட்ராங் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பிரம்ம ஈவன் ஹி டஸ் நாட் நோ பிரம்ம வாட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஸ்டில் இஃப் ஹி ஹேஸ் தி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பிரம்ம அஸ்தி பிரம்மன் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு தட் பர்சன் கிம் சாத் புனா தது அஸ்தி இது விஜானதா then what happens to the person who has understand that brahman exists brahma asti iti vijanatah punah kim syat what will be there for him for that answer is given tad aha the person who understand brahman asti brahman exists santam vidyamanam brahma swarupena பரமார்த்த சதாத்மாபன்னம் பரமார்த்த சதாத்மாபன்னம் ஏனம் ஏவம் விதம் விதுஹு பிரம்மவிதா சி மந்த்ரா சேஸ் ஒன்லி விதுஹு விதுஹு மீன்ஸ் பீப்புள் நோ ஹூ நோ ஹூ ஹூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹூ நோ ஹிம் ஹூ கன்சிடர் ஹிம் டு பி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரம்மவிதா சி பீப்புள் ஹூ ஹாவ் தி கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் clear vision of the truth brahma they know they consider this person who understand existence of brahman to be existent person santam vidyamanam they know he is existent how brahma swarupena the person who knows that brahman exists he is known by wise people as what the one who is existent having brahman as the very swarupam paramartha sad atmapannam he is the one for whom brahman is the very swarupam brahman is the absolute truth obtaining as one's own self paramartha sad atmapannam paramartha sadatmapannam yenam evam விதுஹு பிரம்மவிதா of course the person makes a conclusion brahma asti there's a possibility of him arriving at the brahman the shastra pramanam as one's own swarupam so he is very much there where is brahma brahman is there as the very swarupam of that person as absolute truth as ultimate truth obtaining as innermost essence as the atma that person is very much there tataha therefore tasmat tataha means tasmat astitva vedanat saha anyesham brahma brahmavat vigneyah bhavati அஸ்தித்வ வேதனாத் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் தஸ்மாத் தெர்ஃபோர் அஸ்தித்வ வேதனாத் டியூ டு தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் தட் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் பிகம்ஸ் பிரம்மவத் விஜ்ஞேயா அன்யேஷாம் He becomes, for others, the one who has to be understood as Brahman himself. ब्रह्मवत् विज्ञेयः, ब्रह्मवत् विज्ञेयः भवति. He himself becomes the absolute goal, ultimate truth to be discovered. Anyesha means what? Other people, other ignorant people, all the ignorant people who are struggling in samsara, for all of them, that person himself becomes the Atma to be the known. That person means what? That person who believes the existence of Brahman has Brahman as his own Swarupam. Therefore, his Atma Swarupam becomes the Swarupam to be discovered by all other people of samsara. Anyesham saha brahmavat vigyeha bhavati. I can repeat it. Tasmat astitva vedanat. Due to his understanding of the existence of Brahman, due to the acceptance of his existence of Brahma, that person definitely has the possibility of discovering Brahman as his own Swarupam. When a person discovers Brahman as his own Swarupam, and he is non-separate from Brahma as a Jnani. And as a Jnani, that person becomes what? Brahmavat Vigneyaha Bhavati. As a wise person, he himself becomes, being non-separate from Brahma, becomes the absolute reality Brahma, which is to be discovered. Brahmavat Vigneyaha Bhavati. For all other simple ignorant people who are struggling in samsara. Anyesham. Anyesham agyayanam samsarinam saha brahmavat vigyeha bhavati. Means it is a, it's understood, not that that person has to be known. As he, the, a person who accepts the existence of Brahman, who knows the existence of Brahman, is eligible for discovering Brahman also. And once in due course of time, a person discovers Brahman, he is non-separate from Brahma. Swarupataha. Standpoint of Swarupam. Such a person is someone to be discovered as the very ultimate goal of life as Brahman himself. It is actually expression of reverence. Revered here. He becomes highly revered. He becomes himself Brahma, which is to be arrived at, which is to be understood, which is to be known as an object. Okay. Tataha astitva vedanate saha anyesham brahmavat विज्ञेयः भवति इति अर्थः. अथवा अदरवाइज व्हाट हैपेंस विल सी मोर ऑफ धर्म विल सी हियर. अथवा यः नास्ति ब्रह्म इति मन्यते, द पर्सन हु कंसिडर्स ब्रह्मन टू बी नॉन एग्जिस्टेंट, नास्ति इति मन्यते सः Sarvasya eva sanmargasya. My God. Shankaracharya will go back now. Sarvasya eva sanmargasya. Varnashramadi vyavastha lakshanasya. Ashraddhadhanataya nastitvam pratipadyate. That person attains the status of being non-existent. Why? Ashraddhadhanataya. Because of his not being able to have Shraddha in the Shastram, Shraddha in the teaching of the Shastram, Shraddha in the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Okay, way of life characterized by what? Varnashramadi vivastha lakshanasya sanmargasya. The sanmargaha means what? The right way of life. The way of life governed by righteousness. Way of life is an ethical, moral, righteous way of life governed, ordained by Shastram, prescribed by Shastram. This is Sanmargaha. Sanmargaha, Sanmargaha, people talk about Sanmargaha. What is Sanmargaha? The marga which I choose to live will help me arrive at the Sat. It's the only way. It's a Sanmargaha. Satprati mam gamayati iti sanmargaha. The only way of life enjoined by the Shastram alone is already non-improvably well-designed way of life. You have been saying this every day. It's Puja Swami's own words. It is nowhere you can find fault with, nowhere we can find any problem with this way of life enjoined by the Shastram, because it's completely governed by dharma. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha, isn't it? Because ahimsa is something which is universally acceptable. Because Subhuji Swami used to say it very beautifully. No human being on this, in this earth, on this planet, would like to be hurt. Irrespective of whether a person is a Christian or a Hindu or a Muslim or a European or an African or an Indian. Doesn't matter. No human being wants to get hurt. No living being wants to get hurt, in fact. No living creature wants to get hurt. No bird or animal, none wants to get hurt. The satyam, that is. That's why everything runs away. Okay. Dandavat purusham drishtva gauhu dhavati. Seeing the person coming with the stick, the person runs away. The cow runs away. Because you don't want to, it already has, base instinct is there. Even though no living creature wants to get hurt, no human being wants to get hurt. Okay? This is the basic dharma. So if I don't want to get hurt, I should not hurt. If I should not hurt others anyway, means I have no choice. I have to follow all the values which come under the umbrella of this ahimsa. Satyam vada dharmam chara. All the values have to be followed. So, satya kathanam. Isn't it? Non-stealing, non-robbing, non-usurping, not betraying, not cheating. All these things come under the one umbrella of this dharma, which is ahimsa. Ahimsa paramaha dharmaha. The most exalted of all the values is ahimsa. And all other values are strictly emphasized for the sake of this one value. No choice for you. If we are strictly for ahimsa, means you are following all other values. Okay? And that is how the order is. That is how you can live in harmony with the order, in tune with the order. Otherwise, you'll be disturbing the order. If you're disturbing the order, means you'll be choicelessly, there'll be split in the personality, there'll be conflict, there'll be mental disturbance. Where's the question of discovering the truth and assimilating the truth, understanding the truth? Therefore, sanmargaha, the only way of life, well-designed way of life, with all properly prescribed duties for people of all different ashramas, different varnas. Okay? In keeping anything already well-designed is different duties for people of different ashramas, different varnas. The prescription is specifically for the well-being of all of them. You do this means this is going to do good for you. Ultimately, whatever is prescribed for you, if you do, it will effortlessly take you towards what is to be achieved ultimately. Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma, Brahmana dharma, all dharmas are meant for taking Vaishya, Kshatriya, Shudra, everybody to convert into finally a guna brahmana, thereby to accomplish the goal of all people of all varnas, all ashramas. Goal is the same. Moksha is the purushartha. Jnanam is the only sadhanam for that. If all of them have to be prepared, they have to do their duties. Why this difference in prescription? In keeping the predominance of the guna, in keeping with the choice of one's activity, choice of So there duty, so choice of activity. So choice of any action, choice of karma is dependent on predominance of guna. That is, one has to change, that has to change. That is why this nobody is considered inferior or nobody is considered superior here. Veda, all people of all varnas, all ashramas are children of Shruti Mata. She has any partiality. If a sick child, healthy child, she cannot give what she can feed the sick child. If the healthy child must be fed differently, sick child must be fed differently, because she is interested in the child's well-being. In the same way, the whole way, all dharmas, all duties prescribed are all for what? For a person to place himself in the right track, so that he does not get distracted, he reaches the goal, reaches the destination in terms of goal. There was sanmargaha. In Swamiji's words, non-improvably well-designed way of life. Sanmargaha. And that, so, in the form of what? In the form of the arrangement of all varna dharma, ashrama dharmas, for all of them, this person will not have any shraddha. Ashraddhadanataya. Shraddhadanata means what? Having shraddha, noun form. Ashraddhadanataya, without any shraddha, in the way of life ordained, prescribed by the Shastra, is sanmargaha, and which prescribes different types of duties for people of different varnas and different ashramas, specifically for their own well-being. So, this person will have, according to him, everything will be non-existent. If Brahman is not there, then nothing will be there for him. There's no varna dharma, there's no ashrama dharma, there's no sanmargaha, there's no purushartha. So nastitvam pratipadyate. Because for him, even Shastram will not have any pramanyam. Shastram will not have a status of being the means of knowledge for him. Why? What Brahma? Shastram is the means of knowledge of Brahma. Brahma nasti means, then what does he have to do with the Veda Shastram? If Veda Shastram is not there, he does not have the love and embracing of Shruti Mahata, he will lose what he has to accomplish. This line again will repeat tomorrow. Okay, it's time now. I have to stop. So we'll continue from here tomorrow. Athava yaha nasti brahmeti manyate. We'll continue tomorrow from there. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.